from KALW. This is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is comedic monologuist Josh Kornbluth. Welcome.
Thank you.
Josh Kornbluth's short film, Age Without Ageism, will be screening at the Legacy Film Festival in San Francisco this weekend. And right now we're going to hear his recommendations for three arts events happening this weekend in the Bay Area.
And during the night...
First up is the play, The Flick. It's a comedy about three movie theater employees in their 20s and 30s, and the film deals with race and class. And you added, Josh, how yucky it can be to clean up a movie theater in between screenings. That's also being covered in this play, which is gross.
It's definitely, and in fact, the things that they talk about in the play, there are grosser things than that that they talk. I actually, my wife and son and I went to see it at the Ashby Stage Theater last weekend, and it is so great.
The trailer looks amazing.
It is so great. It's this incredible play. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Annie Baker, who was the playwright, and it's about, yeah, these three sort of youngish, well, young people who, you know, work at a movie theater, and it all takes place, all the scenes take place between the screenings.
Right.
So when you sit down in the audience, right, in the theater at the Ashby Stage in Berkeley, you're actually on stage, you're faced with seats facing you.
So, like, you're the movie screen.
Right, the movie screen's, like, in between
right. The
audience and then the people on the stage. And so what's happening is that in between, while they're cleaning up the popcorn and whatever else might be down, you know, they're talking to each other, and then the three of them are just, it's incredible acting, it's incredible writing, incredible directing.
And this is a Shotgun Players production, and that's The Flick, running at the Ashby Stage Theater in Berkeley this weekend, starting Friday night. And we're going to rock out to your next pick. The Mountain Goats are performing at the Fillmore this Friday the 13th at 9 p.m., which I think is a great day, since I understand the band likes to take their music to dark places and persuade the monsters to redeem themselves.
The Mountain Goats is really this one guy, John Darnell. He used to put out these cassette tapes that he made on a boombox in, like, I think, the closet or the bathroom, right? And so he just wrote these songs. He's sort of like a folk punk thing, and he's just kind of amazing, weird, incredible writer, singer, guy. And so he did these things. It was totally cult, right? It was just all these tapes. But then he started, like, he got onto a little label and stuff, and then I heard about him. And so now he's been working. It used to just be him on the guitar, but now he plays with a band often, and I think at the Fillmore, I'm pretty sure it's going to be him with a full band.
And you said he's a genius.
He is unbelievable. The feeling you get with the Mountain Goats, with John Darnell, you feel like you're just totally connecting in this amazing level, and he's really funny. Yeah, the Mountain Goats are awesome.
I am gonna make it through this year if it kills me.
That's the Mountain Goats performing at the Fillmore this Friday night at 9 p.m. Finally, your third pick is the 1976 film, A Wedding Suit, and it's about a boy who works as a photographer's assistant. He borrows a suit from a tailor for a job. He's one of many youth who work in Iran, but he's like other kids. He has a crush on a girl. He wants to try and smoke cigarettes, you know. And the film looks at the culture of Iranian working class youth at that time. And this is part of a retrospective work of the late, great Iranian filmmaker Abbas Kiarostami, and it's running at the Pacific Film Archive in Berkeley. And you said his films have changed your life. How so?
Well, this one film I saw, the first one I saw was called Taste of Cherry. It's about this guy who's driving around in this city, I think Tehran, in Iran, and he's looking to kill himself, and he needs some sort of assistance from a stranger. And so he goes around the city asking people, giving them a ride in his car, saying, hey, would you do me this favor? You just feel like you're in this bigger mind. The humor of it was so dark and so cool. It changed how I thought about life. It changed how I thought about movies. Based on what the two films I've seen by Kiarostami, it's stuff that's well worth seeing.
And you can also, too, learn more about him at that screening, because afterwards they're going to have a live talk by filmmaker and critic Godfrey Cheshire, author of the new book Conversations with Kiarostami. That's the Abba Kiarostami film, Wedding Suit, and you can see it this Sunday, 3:30 p.m. at the Berklee Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive, and the entire exhibit runs through December. I've been speaking with comedic monologuist Josh Kornbluth, and make sure you see his short film, Age Without Ageism, and that's playing at the Legacy Film Festival on Aging this Friday afternoon in San Francisco, and the festival runs this weekend. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fouda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.